In the passage that we have this evening from John's Gospel, Jesus is speaking to his disciples at the Last Supper. And as I mentioned last week, they are very upset because he tells them he is going away. He has been their friend, their teacher, their counselor for the last 3 years, and now he is leaving them. They feel lost and abandoned. Jesus tells them that when he leaves, he will give them a paraclete to be with them always. The word paraclete means an advocate, a counselor. This almost sounds like good news, bad news. The good news is that Jesus is leaving us the Holy Spirit. The bad news is that the Holy Spirit is a lawyer. But when the Holy Spirit acts as a paraclete, he's not suing us or trying to convict us. He's on our side. He is our advocate. And that makes all the difference. Jesus refers to the Spirit as another paraclete or advocate. Jesus was the first paraclete. While Jesus was on earth, his disciples could seek him out, ask him questions, listen to him. What Jesus is saying is that when he leaves the world, he will not leave us alone. Without any guidance. He will ask the Father to send us a counselor, the Spirit of Truth, who will dwell within us. He will show us the truth. He will remind us of what Jesus taught, and he will help us in the areas where we have no teaching from Jesus. Now, I think if we took a poll this evening, most of us would be like the disciples. We would say, forget the Spirit, stick around Jesus. I think if we had to choose between Jesus and the Spirit would lose the vote. But Jesus tells us, and the disciples, that it is good that he goes. In fact, he is saying that it is better for us to have the paraclete within us than to have Jesus next to us. So where is this counselor who is supposed to be within us? Jesus says that we will recognize him. Jesus makes it sound very easy. But how do we recognize him? The answer, I think, is what Jesus said at the very beginning of this gospel passage. If you love me and keep my commands, I will ask the Father to give you another paraclete. In other words, Jesus is saying, if you love me and love one another, you will recognize the paraclete. We find the Holy Spirit within us whenever we are moved to love, to mercy, and to kindness. When a husband and wife cling together through sickness and troubles, that is the Spirit acting within them. When a child responds to its mother's love, the Spirit is active in both of them. When a researcher or journalist struggles to find the truth, the Spirit of Truth is there. When you thirst for justice for the poor, the refugee, and the hungry, the Spirit is the cause of that thirst. When we are capable of forgiving those who have sinned against us, that is the Spirit within us. When a person takes a lower paying job in order to work for the common good, that is the Spirit acting from within. When an alcoholic or an addict finds strength to join AA, that is the power of the Spirit. When people feel revolted by sexism and racism, that is the Spirit speaking within them. In other words, any time we feel impelled to do good for someone, we are experiencing the Spirit. St. Augustine tells us to love and do what you will. Because if we truly love, we will do what is right. We will be guided by the Spirit. When we are most human, when we are loving, forgiving, kind, merciful, generous, and honest, that is when we experience the Spirit most. If God is love, as we are taught by the Scriptures, then we experience God most when we are loving. The choice between Jesus and the Spirit, then, is a choice between having Jesus with us or becoming Jesus, being transformed by the Spirit into Jesus, into the body of Christ. It is not easy to know what the Spirit is calling us to. But if we are trying to love God and our neighbor as Jesus taught us, we are more than halfway there. As we continue this Eucharist, we can join Jesus in asking the Father to send us the Paraclete, the Spirit. We can ask Him to help us to recognize this Spirit, which the world cannot accept. And let's pray now the Apostles'